Okay, let's shift the focus a bit, not changing from the subject, the uprisings in the Middle East, but the focus to the European continent. The man covering the European Union, all of what's happening in Europe, Dr. Rob Congdon for us. And Rob, let me talk to you about this whole situation. I've been having conversations with Bob McGinnis, Dave Dolan, as it relates to the Middle East, Ken Timmerman looking at it. Italy, I understand, is calling for a European Union mission to go into Egypt. Is the European Union going to try to get involved in this crisis there in Egypt?
Well, I think they certainly will. In the first place, the European Union donates 449 million euros, would be like our dollars, a little bit more, to Egypt. So they're very interested in their investment in the country. So this is also a crisis, and the European Union likes to get involved with a crisis because that can help. And so they certainly will get in there. They are very involved. Tunisia affects France, has always had. There's a closeness. And so now this is spread to Egypt, so they're very concerned. They plan to meet on Monday. We'll see if they don't have to meet prior to that. But they're involved in the Middle East, and they're deeply concerned about it.
Let me talk with you, Rob. A couple of years ago, President Sarkozy of France, he had that six-month temporary presidency of the European Union before, actually, they elected Van Rompuy to be the president of the Council, the European Council, which heads up the leadership of the 27 member states. Sarkozy formed the Mediterranean Union, which Egypt, I believe, was a part of that, were they not?
Absolutely. There are 16 Mediterranean countries that all involve North Africa, the Middle East, and the Balkans in this union, which he pulled together and actually began it in 2008, and it was sort of his pet project.
Well, the leader of that organization, the chief, has resigned. I think he was a Jordanian ambassador to the European Union. He took over that responsibility for the Mediterranean Union. Is this going to bring a downfall to the Mediterranean Union? Are they going to be able to sustain existence? Are they going to have any impact in this situation?
Well, certainly what has been happening, his resignation, the unrest in Egypt, are all coming together, and it really is a major blow to the Mediterranean Union. However, as I've said about several areas that the EU touches, don't count them out till they're truly off the scene totally. The Mediterranean Union, in reality, is combined with the European Union and has been funded and guided and shared offices with the European Union. The total lack of ability to achieve anything in the Middle East has weakened the idea of the Union, the Mediterranean Union. They just have not had the power to get involved. And so I think the resignation of the Secretary General was as much frustration as anything else. And but the point that I make is the European Union, depending on their attitude towards Sarkozy and his involvement in it, will either be let it die and we'll eventually just move into the vacuum as a union and we'll bring our true power and organization into it, or they will turn around and say the goal of the Mediterranean Union was peace and security in that area of the world. The EU stands for that. We're going to put your arms around you and, in essence, just sort of absorb it itself and take on that role. So the EU, as I said, always takes care of a crisis. It takes a while to understand it, how to deal with it. But we could wind up seeing either the disappearance of the Mediterranean Union officially or it's just being swallowed up, and so suddenly we have the true EU taking over in control of it and achieving something in the Middle East.
What's interesting to me, they have had some bumps in the road, and basically they've been blaming it on Israel and the non-existence of a peace agreement between the Israelis and the Palestinians, and they say, really, we can't join and have any meetings even because Israel's a member of this Mediterranean Union, but they're not doing what they should be doing. Is that just a scapegoat, or is it really probably part of the problem?
Well, it's the scapegoat being used by the more liberal factions in the Union, and the reality is that the Mediterranean Union was supposed to bring peace and organization. Nobody has given it real recognition, and it's just kind of floundered and spent money, and it lacks that real support of the vital nations, which is up in Europe proper. And so I think it is doomed, if you will, at the current state. It only comes into practice if it just basically closes its offices and the European Union takes those countries into it in a formal way. Remember, the European Union, these countries are called neighborhood countries. They are already under the neighborhood policy. So the EU could just move in. The problem is countries like France have been leery of giving them equal status with Europe. And so it's more of an organizational battle that's going on. And until that's settled, the Mediterranean Union just can't achieve anything.
Let me talk to you about what President Sarkozy said at a conference, the World Economic Forum meeting in Switzerland. He said, and this is off the subject of the Middle East, but he said failure of the euro could be cataclysmic. Is that really the truth?
It really is. He doesn't believe it will fail, of course. He is saying that it can never fail. In fact, they will never let it fail, neither France or Germany will, which is true. And the euro is a running a parallel path, if you will, with the history of the European Union. The two have to go together to succeed for them to reach their goal of a 109-nation union one day. The problem is, at this point, the European Union hasn't really supported the euro in the sense that they brought into play the common currency, and people really enjoy it and serves well, but they haven't brought in taxing power and really then distributing that tax money on a union-wide basis. Until that happens, even the euro is going to be weak. So I believe the crisis of the euro, we need to watch this in the next year or so. What the European Union will do is say the only way we can keep the euro from failing is to get a union-wide income tax type of tax. And until that happens, the euro could fail, and then men like Sarkozy and, of course, those in Germany will say it can never fail, therefore let's begin taxing, and now you've created a union instead of a group of 27 states.
What about this World Economic Forum? You don't need to take a lot, but is it significant at all meeting there in Switzerland?
Just based on the what I would call kind of the hearing what people are writing about, I'm not sure it really is. I think the thing to watch most is what the European Union does in the crisis on Egypt, and to watch above all if they push on the euro to start giving a taxation power. That's the thing to watch, because when that happens, you will have a true union and you will have a true empire with the power needed in an empire.
True empire. That's a very interesting term. And that revived Roman Empire the Bible calls for. Looks like what we're talking about is at least the infrastructure or the workings, the setting of the stage for that empire to come to place. And, of course, looking at the Middle East and all that's going on there in connection between the two, this has great prophetic significance.
Absolutely. It is moving. It continues to move. And many people find it hard to believe that that's where it's headed. But if you gather all these sort of disjointed events, you can see that a group like the European Union, their thinking is toward global governance and rule.
Wow. Well, I'll take some time to interact with the Word of God as we take a look at the book a bit later on in this broadcast. But always a joy to be able to talk with our broadcast partners and get better understanding of the headlines that we read and some of the surface details in the stories behind those headlines. Rob, always a joy to talk with you, my good friend. Thank you so very much for being available. We'll talk again next week.
Always a pleasure to be with you. Lord bless.